You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly political chat with the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
How are you, Jamie?
Hi, Kelly. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Maybe not what we were expecting or what you were expecting?
Oh, no, we've had better weeks, of course.
Yeah.
But it's good that the country now has some certainty and knows the outcome of the election.
Yeah.
There was quite a period of time where people were worried and concerned about how long it would take. But I think we can we do congratulate Prime Minister-elect Jacinda Ardern and wish her the best of luck as she leads the country for the next 3 years.
Have you, as the National Party, met this morning?
No, the National Party hasn't met. We met yesterday to talk about coalition options and negotiations and give our MPs an update, but no, we haven't met since the election, but since the announcement last night. But we are going to be meeting next week. The National Party is still 56 seats in the Parliament. We will be a strong opposition, and we will do the best by the people that voted for us at the election, which was a result which made us the largest party in the Parliament, and we'll continue to do what we can to support them.
As you will be going into opposition, what do you think would be the biggest sort of challenges for New Zealand First and Labour as they form a government?
Well, I think if you look at the example of John Key and Bill English, one of the strengths for that government and for the country is that we have stability and that we have clear economic policies that allow growth. And so I think the challenge for the new government is going to be they've got three moving parts. They don't always like each other. They haven't worked well together, or they haven't even worked in the past. And so the challenge for them to work on behalf of the country is going to be providing stability and providing certainty for the country. The country also will, a number of people be in the mindset that they expressed a view at the election, which led to Bill English's National Party being the largest party in the Parliament.
Mm.
But for the first time ever, we've got the second largest party in the Parliament leading the government. So it's going to take the country sub-adjusting and how that new government adjusts to that and manages to continue to talk to New Zealanders about what that means is going to be a challenge for them. Ultimately, MMP is the electoral system that we have in the country, and Jacinda Ardern and Winston Peters and James Shaw have come to an arrangement which allows them to command a majority of the seats in Parliament, but New Zealanders aren't used to that situation yet.
Yeah.
So that'll be a challenge for them too.
Like you mentioned, you know, it is an interesting outcome considering that National got, you know, the majority of the votes by quite a lot. But obviously, you know, this is the MMP system. Do you see kind of a fault in that? Do you still see MMP as a credible, you know, way of determining a government after this sort of outcome?
Well, that is the system you work with, and when you're facing an election and you've got a parliamentary democracy, you work with the system that is there. But as politicians, we know that's the deal. Convincing New Zealanders that is still the right outcome for the country is going to be the challenge. I think there's a lot of New Zealanders that still look at elections and they see the result on the night and they see who has the largest party. They're used to the largest party forming the government, and there'll be quite an adjustment period there. I understand the system. That's the game and the rules that we work within. But New Zealanders, a number of them, will look at it and not be happy with that outcome. That'll be a challenge for the new Prime Minister and for the new government. But ultimately, I wish them the best luck. I say congratulations. We, the National Party, are still strong. We will still work very hard. There's 56 talented people in our caucus, and we'll be performing the role of opposition in the Parliament, as we should.
Do you think Bill will continue as leader after this?
Yes.
Alrighty. Good. Nice, solid answer. you're not looking for the job, are you?
Definitely not. Bill English received the support from 45% of the country to be Prime Minister. He has 56 MPs behind him strongly, and we back what he was able to deliver first as Minister of Finance and then as Prime Minister. and we've talked about this before, Kelly, much of the social innovation, much of the changes in the way in which we approach social policy, the way in which the government for 9 years got us through some difficult economic times, Bill English was right there, helping to lead the government and lead the country in those areas. And we believe he is the right person to be leading the country. The MMP system has delivered a different result, but our job is to convince the country that at the next election in 2020, the National Party is the party to be leading the government, and we'll keep working on that.
We look forward to seeing what you do in opposition. Thank you so much for joining us on, I'm sure,
Thanks,
it is a very busy day.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
That was the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.